Earlier, we heard about IRS investigations into politically active churches. Commentator S. Pearl Sharp says that the line between church and state has never been as solid as many of us would like to think.
I want to begin this sermon, began Reverend Bacon, by once again expressing my gratitude to the Internal Revenue Service. Those brothers and sisters really know how to shine a spotlight on a church and swell the number of worshipers. Ed Bacon is the rector of a politically conscious, proactive congregation, All Saints Church in Pasadena, California. 20 miles from downtown Los Angeles, Pasadena is the home of Old Money and that annual winter flower ritual, the Rose Bowl Parade. All Saints is currently being investigated by the IRS. Churches and nonprofit organizations, in exchange for their tax-exempt status, are required to remain neutral in political elections. About 100 organizations are currently under investigation right now, and almost half of them are churches. All Saints specifically is accused of taking sides in the 2004 presidential race during an anti-war sermon given by the rector emeritus, the Reverend Dr. George F. Regas. Now, I don't do church, but when I read the sermon in question, I thought it was a creative approach to dealing with the current issues. The pastor put Jesus into the 2004 presidential debates against candidates George Bush and John Kerry, and then tried to determine what Jesus would say to the candidates about war, and what would Jesus' position be on violence and poverty. Jesus apparently thinks that Bush's preemptive strategy against Iraq is a disaster. Because of that sermon 2 years ago, the IRS is now demanding a bunch of documentation, such as how much money it cost the church to present that particular sermon, and a listing of every time a political candidate was mentioned by name during the 10 months leading up to the election, which, ironically, would include a multitude of prayers offered for the president's welfare. But wait a minute. Could you rewind that tape back to 2001? If my memory is not failing me, didn't they sing the Battle Hymn of the Republic at a service for 911 victims? Trampling the Grapes of Wrath. Okay, so apparently he missed the Internal Revenue Service. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I'm talking about the National Day of Prayer, just 4 days after the 9/11 attacks on the U.S., in the National Cathedral, presided over by President Bush himself. In a country where the separation of church and state is written into the Constitution, I'm always surprised when reminded that we have a National Cathedral. But the psychological impact of ending the National Day of Prayer with an energized rendition of a battle hymn did not escape me. It was clear. It was ominous. We are a country birthed by war, and we wear it on our psyche like a permanent tattoo. If churches and other nonprofit organizations are legally required to remain neutral on politics, then maybe it would be a fair turnaround if the government was required to remain neutral on war songs sung in its church. All Saints Church is certain that the IRS summons, coming 2 years after the alleged offense, is timed to silence the church membership on next month's midterm elections. IRS Commissioner Mark W. Everson insists, quote, political considerations played absolutely no part in the inquiries we launched. Haven't we heard this song before? The church has decided to fight the IRS, and I, for one, think that calls for a couple of choruses of Onward, Christian Soldiers.
S. Pearl Sharp is a writer living in Los Angeles.